This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3961, from Monday, the 9th of October, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Riri, How to Make Friends. It is hosted by some guy on the internet, and is about 42 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Scotty and Mugs Up chat about how to make friends, Woman's Edition.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, some guy on the internet, also known as Scotty, and I'm here with
Mugs Up.
Welcome, Mugs.
Hello.
We had an interesting topic, and I briefed you a little bit on it, and it's from one of the community members, Klaatu, asking how to make friends. And me and a few of the guys, we discussed it just a little bit. But it was limited information that we had because we couldn't get really both sides of the fence. So from what we gathered, guys really don't have a process that can be written down to sort of like feel it out kind of thing, I guess. But we wanted to know as well is how do women make friends, you know, here on the internet? And if you're willing to, even outside of the internet, how do women make friends?
Well, in the first place, in my opinion, it's easier for women to make friends than it is for men.
It's easier?
Easier, yeah. Especially on the internet. Because if they know you're a girl, then they're typical men. Because they know you're a girl and they want to play with you, you know. Not all men, but it happens a lot of time. Downside is to it, you know, they're probably going to hit on you, whatever, because that's a guy thing. But it does open the door for you to meet people and for people to want to play with you. You know, of course, a lot of them turn out to not really be friends because as soon as they realize you're older, you're married, you're not interested, whatever, it's not happening, they leave. I guess that's not a real friend. But it does get the door open for you to meet people because of the mere fact that you are a girl. Most men, you know, like a bee goes to honey, they're like, oh, you know, just how it is. So I think we have it easier that way. True friends on the internet are far and few between, but you do meet true friends, even though you may live miles apart. There are times you talk and become friends and know them well enough that you exchange at least phone numbers and you have outside the internet conversations. Can't call them up and say, hey, my car broke down, can you come pick me up? Because they're in California and you're not. But there's a few people that you meet online that you never have that physical one-on-one in person. I see you can talk, you know, and correspond or go over and have coffee. Or there are a few people that you hit it off with well enough on the internet that you play with them for years. But that's not the majority of the friends that you find on the internet, but it does happen. In real life, I think it's a little bit easier because in real life, if you meet somebody, if you're in a grocery store and you just start talking, a lot of time coincidences like I live here. Oh, me too. I just live down. Oh, you're kidding me. And it hits something off, gets it started. And you can further the friendship easier because you can say, hey, do you want to go yard sailing? Hey, do you want to come have a cup of coffee? So it's easier because you can keep that contact. On the internet, you might meet a person that you really, really liked a lot and enjoyed playing with, but they got bored with, you know, the game you're on, excuse me, and they go off to a different game and you may not see them for 6 months. Then when they get back on the game, it's been 6 months, they don't say anything to you because it's been so long, you know, and sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll get back on 6 months later and say, hey, you still on? You know, they'll holler at you. But it's definitely different over the net than it is in person, in real life. But yeah, I think in the first place, it's easier for women, especially when you're talking about guys, because that's just how guys are. If it's a female, not all guys. There's always exceptions. But a lot of times, you know, that's just the nature of a guy. I also think
I'm over
women,
here taking down notes, like note to self, don't hit on woman first time identified.
And the other thing is women are usually nurturers. You know, a lot of women have children or have babysat when they were younger. And so, you know, you have these three kids, you're 16, you're babysitting them, start learning at a very young age all the different personalities of those three kids. I think women get, and I, now there's going to be people say, I'm a guy and I babysat for, well, then you have those skills too. But for the most part, in my generation, when I grew up, it was mostly the girls that would do it. And you learn those skills, the difference in the personalities and what works with one, don't work with. So we get better skills, I think, community skills, you know, I don't know what the right word is for it, but skills being around people. And
social, it's like not social really, skills, something
social
like that.
Skills. Yeah, it's not really that mom has eyes in the back of her head. It really isn't. It's just that she's got these kids. She's got three kids. She walks in the kitchen and the syrup is all over the floor. Well, she didn't really see who did it. She just knows that her daughter, she was always neater. She always cleaned up her messes. So she knows it wasn't her. And then Joe is so lazy, he would have yelled for mom to get the syrup. He would have never even attempted it. That leaves the youngest, Kevin. If she knows, there's really not eyes in the back of her head. She just has learned which kid does what, and she knows that that was Kevin. Doesn't really have. So you learn really young to pick up on signals and signs. You know, I think girls, women in general, learn those skills, your social skills. We just have a better apparatus to learn those social skills. And yes, there are exceptions. You've got dads that are stay home, wives work and do, so things can get flipped. But anytime you are the one having to be out social with a lot of strangers, whether it's a woman that finds herself out in the middle of a grocery store, doesn't know anybody, all of a sudden she can't find something, looks around and there's three people in the aisle. Have you seen? I'm looking for the mayonnaise, whatever. So we learn them younger. So I think girls are a little better at making friends, at being friendly. There's no hang up on girls showing their emotions. You know, if we're upset, crying, our sisters want to pat us on the back and say, oh, I understand. You know, guys are looked at as maybe a big sissy, not always, but maybe a big sissy because he's upset. He's boo-hooing and he's, I think it's just easier for girls. I really do.
Better man up.
For a lot of different reasons. Yeah. Yep. But guys don't get those breaks. You know, they have it a lot harder in those ways. But I think the friends on the internet are not your true friend, as in real life. But I do think that you have some friends that you meet on the internet that are different than your other internet friends. You know, you just have this... these few that stand out that have, you know, always kind of, they stick. They've always, you know, stayed in touch somewhat. They've holler out at you here and there. There's just a few, you know, that feel a connection with you. And not because you made their coffee so good just right, the way they like it. They just, it's all your personality when you find somebody like that. It's all just your personality because it cannot be based on how you look. It cannot be based on if you're rich or you're poor and they feel sorry for you because they don't know these things. They don't know if you pulled up in a Corvette or a clunker. You know, they don't know any of those things. So it's all just based on your personality online. And there are just some people that seem to tit for tat, they get along and you play together longer, maybe on a game than you have with other people. And you just end up making a life friend, even though it's an internet friend and you can't have them come over, do this for you, help you, or let's get together and go see a movie. You can't do those things, but you just, and you can feel the difference. You just know that these people are on the internet. Yes. But you just feel like these few people, are pretty good friends, you know, pretty good online friends. And there's always that small amount.
Are you telling me there's no advanced sort of mathematical equation that women use to be able to rule out other women as non-potential friends and same thing with men, none of that?
Women probably have more trouble making friends with other women because that's just how women are. There's all kinds of things that come into it. But online, I believe that it's a little easier to make friends with the women. You know, women may feel in real life like their man looked at you too long. You know, I think my guy likes you. I think you hit on him. They have all these stupid things that go through their head, too. So get those difficulties, I think, more in real life with that.
It sounds kind of territorial. It sounds like, hey.
But women can be, they can have all kinds of, women can have all kinds of hangups, too, on you know, their friends, or sometimes a woman can not want to have a friendship with you anymore, and you have absolutely no reason why, none whatsoever. And it could be something that her husband said when you weren't around, and she was like, oh, we're not getting together with them anymore. You know, you do have things like that that go on with women, because women can be more insecure and pettier that way, usually, I feel, than men. That's just my opinion, and that doesn't make it so, but I think women can be more petty.
Right. We're not going to report you to the Federal Bureau of Women. Yeah.
They don't like me anyway, so it's all right. Shoot.
I stated before that with men, I think that a lot of the times, you know, just kind of focusing more on the online side of thing, we become friends through, I guess, the activity at hand, the thing that is happening. So if we're digging a hole, you see one guy digging a hole, you kind of want to go dig that hole too. And when you go dig that hole too, you're friends because you're doing the same activity kind of thing.
Right.
And from there, it can progress into something greater, where it's like, okay, now we're not just digging a hole. Now we're out here. Now we're chopping down the tree. And now, hey, what do you like to do besides dig a hole and chop a tree? Well, I also play this other game over here, blah, blah, blah. And it sort of progresses, so it snowballs into other details that, I guess, equal a stronger bond. But that's about it. That's like as far as I've gotten with it. You know, I don't know how else it happens.
With women, I don't think that's how it happens. I think it is more based on ideals and views. General conversation, and you pipe up and say something, and then it clicks, and she says, that's right, that's how I see it, that's how I feel, rather or not you're on the same wave of thing. If you find you have a lot of agreements with things, just through, like, if I joined a party and there was 10 people in it, and out of the 10 people there were only 3 women, I might get more conversation back and forth and jokes from the men. But during that conversation, if I say something, I don't know, I make some statement, one of those women, because I might say something out loud like, oh, yeah, my husband, yeah, he wouldn't be able to find the ketchup of the bidding. And that will spark something. Some woman that has been through that will pipe up and she'll say, oh, I already like you. I already, that's exactly right. You know, it's more our common threads, our thoughts, our feelings as to what makes somebody want to have something to do with somebody else when it's women.
That sounds kind of rough.
Yeah, I don't care what she's doing, but it's just when you meet somebody that you kind of have a lot of the same outlooks and views on things, I think you, as women, I think we sync up more.
Like we bond better when we're talking about our men being in, you know, just boneheads. And if
But I think with women, it's not so much, you know, if somebody says, oh, I'm really into horses, I ride horses, I may pipe up and say, oh, me too, you know, but that's not going to be anything that sticks me for a while. Now, if she starts speaking about her children and what she went through with a kid and how traumatizing it was, this and that, and I can relate, now that, then I'm going to pipe up and say, I went through that. And because we can share our experience, see it the same, that's where our bonds come. That's what I think.
So it wouldn't be a bond because of what's happening in the digital world, like the game that you're playing or anything like that?
No.
It would be like, nope, a real world sort of activity, yes, that leads to the bonding?
I think so. Yeah. It would have to be our real personal views that come out that the other, that, like if another woman comes up and says something and I'm like, oh, my land. And then later on in the conversation, she says something else. And I'm like, you must be living in my house because I go through the same thing. And then, you know, she laughs and says, really? And then we get in this conversation. Yep. So it's real life, that bonds us, you know, as friends. Now, yes, there's internet friends, ones that you're not really bonded with, and you know them today and you never see them again. There's those type too. But yes, I think it's real common views, feelings about different things with women. That's what I think.
Well, that's good to know. That gives us a lot to kind of ponder on.
Yeah, I think it's real, those real things that we can relate to each other about, you know. I don't care if I meet some girl and she's nice enough and I hit her up to play and she wants to play and she's one of these Barbie, got her hair all curled, can't say 2 + 2. Like, I might get through that night playing with her, but I'm not going to be hunting her down because really not.
Started to go in and out there a little bit.
Yeah, she's not on the same page. Not on the same page at all. When something in real life puts us on the same page, something that we've experienced, something we've went through, have a feeling about something because we've had that too, and we bond on that and realize, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Your mic was starting to cut out just a little bit there toward the end.
I'm sorry. I said it's like if you find out she likes horses too and so do you, that's just fringes around the edges. It's those bonds that we relate. It's the experience she had and you say, oh, honey, I went through that too. I remember that. It's those bonds that, you know, make you smile and go, oh, wow, I'm not alone. There's somebody else that gets this. She gets me. And she's feeling the same way. She gets me. She knows. She went through that. It's those bonds.
So I guess the same thing wouldn't happen quite with a guy. Like if you wouldn't be able to, if a guy started talking about, I guess, dropping the transmission in his truck, you know, that's probably not going to draw a bond.
Probably. I don't know with men. Maybe because, you know, they're different than women. I mean, whether they want to admit it or not, they're different than women. What's important to a man is not the same thing as what's important to a woman.
Well, I can agree with that, especially that one part you mentioned earlier. Like as soon as the guy figures out that he's talking to a woman online, sort of just like ears go up and he's in one direction now. But
yes, and those kind of friendships go one or two ways. Either by the time they figure out nothing's happening here, they'll either move on then, or by then maybe they've decided they still kind of like you and you're a good friend. I've had it go both ways, but it's going to go one way or the other. A lot of times, if that's all it's about for them, you don't see them again once they find out, oh, dead end street here, you know.
So women online have to carry around a newspaper, and when the men come at them that way, you smack them on the nose. Down, boy, go.
Hey, let me tell you, I used to play this game all the time called Rust.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Not the new one that's out. I played the Legacy.
Okay.
And I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I forget what my name was, but I was stupid, and I picked a name that a girl would pick. And it was a problem. It was an absolute problem. There was two kinds of men. There was the men that would try to kill you all the time because they couldn't kill a man. So if they knew it was a girl, they would go around trying to kill you because they thought they could kill you because you were a girl. And some of them came around all the time because they wanted to hit on you, which I never understood because, again, you're in probably two different parts of the world. But they would come around because you were a girl for no other reason other than they were trying to hit on you, trying to, for real. So that is how I ended up with the name Mugs Up, because I changed my name to a name so that when I got on Rust, I didn't have three men either chasing me to kill me or chasing me to kiss me.
Well, that's brilliant to know, though. I mean, that gives some more insight to how the interaction between men and women, from your perspective, of course, how you interact with men and women in different environments, right? Some games, you got to go in a little more neutral. Otherwise, you're going to attract extreme attention on both sides, either extreme aggression or extreme affection, to where you want neither. So you want to try to find a neutral ground and proceed from there.
Yes, and that's what I did. I picked a neutral name and I've stuck with it. Now, of course, when people end up playing with me and were on mic, they figure out then that I'm a girl. But at least they came into it just to play the game with you and didn't have an interior motive.
All right. Like, so get to know me, see my skill set first. Then you may find out that I'm actually a woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that is, it's just, the internet's not fair when you're a girl. So change your name. And I see girls play all the time and they'll put, you know, flower child, or they'll put, you know, you can tell that it's a girl by the name, or you assume nowadays, I guess you still aren't 100% sure, but you can get an idea that it's a girl. And I'm thinking, wonder how long she'll put up with that.
What about my name? If you saw my name, do you think it'd be a girl?
Yes. No, I think it would be a boy. No, I would think it would be male. I don't know why. Maybe you're asking me after the fact. young lion, I think that it would be. Now, if you had young lioness, I would know you were female, or assume you were. But because it's, or Scotty.
Well, yeah.
To me, Scotty's a guy's name. But the name young lion, where I first met you with that name, no, I thought it was a guy.
I'm trying to think.
But that was why I changed my internet name, was just because I was just tired of it.
I can imagine. It sounds like it'd get kind of exhaustive, right? Like I just want to have fun. I just want to come on here and just, you know, let go, right? Life's got a whole bunch of weight to it.
Yes. I'm trying to drop. Yeah, you want to get on and play, and you want to play with people that want to play with you. You're not looking for a boyfriend. You're not looking for a relationship like, the, you know, you're, no. You're just not. And you got all these, especially these young guys, it's more a problem, I would say, with the younger. And I mean, I don't know what's wrong with these young guys. You're like, hey, I'm this old, stop, get away, you know. They're like, oh, I don't care. Oh my
Well, you know. Well, you know how that is, though. Being a young guy, you're blinded by hormones.
I don't know how that is. Well, I've never been a young guy.
You've met young men before, though. Young men just, they used to have a saying that your nose is wide open or whatever when you're a young man. Yeah. So that's, I think that's what that is. They're kind of.
Yeah. And I think that is, you know, at bottom, girls make the world go round, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's just the way it is, and it's nature. You're not going to change it, but I just changed my name to Mugs Up, so I wasn't advertising it.
Well, I think there should be more guidance for that kind of thing, right? Like, we shouldn't just excuse it because it happens, right? Like, so whenever, like, everyone gets together and wants to collaborate and communicate, you should not have to have excuses made for that kind of behavior. You should have everyone be on the same page. Like, look, we're going to respect each other here. We're all colleagues. This is not your own personal dating pool. Where you show up here just to hit on everybody all the time. Like, just no. If that's what you feel like, there's the door.
It's not a problem. You can unfriend and block anybody. So it is handled.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that next. I mean, have you had to, you know, really break out the ban hammer? Start, you know, blocking people, kicking them off the face of the earth?
I haven't. I can usually turn them off good enough. They're done. So I haven't ever had that kind of thing happen, but I don't give any personal information out over the internet like that. You know, I can't say I never have given my phone number out, but it's not been for that reason.
Right. We, that's another thing that we ended up discussing not too long ago as well. There was a someone really famous in the community passed away recently.
Uh-huh.
It kept bringing up other questions that, okay, here's this other person that we all know that we haven't heard from, and it's been going on about a month. Does anybody have a way of contacting them? Because, you know, the only reason we know the one person passed away is because their family made it known, right? There were questions leading up to it, like, hey, nobody's heard from them in a little while, and you know, we have this pattern of activity that has just been suddenly broken. And, you know, once the family confirms it, it's like, ooh, you know, a massive blow. And now here we are with this other member of the community that is also missing in action. So we started talking to each other, saying that, okay, you know, might be a good idea to, if you got anybody you really trust within the community, just give them some sort of contact. So that way, even if it's, if you just decide to take a break, right? You just had enough of online for a little while and you needed to get that break in.
I agree, because I play with a person and have played with a person on here since the first day I ever started playing Smite. And in the last, I don't think it's been quite a year, all of a sudden he quit playing and he hasn't been on since. And I trusted him enough, I would have given him my phone number.
Wait, are you talking about the same one? The same one that I know?
No. Oh. On Smite?
Yeah.
No, Bayways. He goes by Bayways.
Okay.
And he just all of a sudden hasn't been on. Now, I do know that he had got a girlfriend, and I also had noticed that he wasn't on as much. So I'm assuming that their relationship just got more serious and he took the next step. Now he's not online like he used to be.
Well, he's pretty young, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Bayways is older than you think.
He's still in the clan?
He might be. I haven't looked. But he had gotten a girlfriend and wasn't on as much. You know, he'd get on like 2-3 times a week where he used to be on every night when he'd get off work and stuff. But at least I did know, you know, I was like, where were you at? I couldn't believe you weren't on last night. And he said, I was over at my girl's house. I said, you have a girlfriend. Yeah, I really, really like her, Mugs, you know. So I'm just assuming that it got serious and his life's changed. I don't know that. And I'm thinking, darn, I wish I'd have got his phone number, because yes, I would have called him to see if he was, you know.
Right.
So yeah, I totally agree. That's what I said. There's friends and then there's friends. Now, could he have helped me out of a bind or picked me up? My car broke down or no, you know, he's in California. No, but I liked him real well, thought a lot of him, had known him for years. And yeah, it's like, I hope he's okay. There's that void there. So absolutely, if you have friends that you really consider friends, even though you can't have a cup of coffee together, I would say, yeah, once you've known them long enough, you trust them, you know, exchange numbers, because when they just all of a sudden aren't around, it is like a death. I mean, you don't know if they're alive, dead, you don't know. And it's scary and worrisome. And yeah, it does leave a bit of a void there.
We're respectful of everybody's feelings. And if he has decided that he just wants to move on, you know,
that's okay. You just want to know he's alive. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyways, if he's decided that his life's changed and he don't have time for this crap, I'm okay with it. I just want to know that he is out there stomping around doing his thing, living his life.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's, I guess that's something that we're going to have to make serious then. I got to,
but you know, not everybody that you meet on the net that, yeah, they're friends, you know, quote unquote. Do you really know that well that you need that? Some are just passerbys more, you know, they're not really, I don't know how to explain it, but you don't even have that bond with every friend on the internet. There's just always this handful, this few, you know.
Right. Well, I understand that, because, I mean, there's a lot of different personalities out here. And I imagine it's just like when you're dating, right? Everybody puts that best foot forward, right? And it's not until you finally get in that relationship that you start to uncover those the rough spots. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I kind of understand.
But the people that you've played with for 4 and 5 years, you've already hit some rough spots with them. So you've already met that side of them.
How long have we been playing together?
Long enough that when you're not on, I look on Steam, and if I see you on a different game, I know you're fine and I go on about my business. But I look and see that you're okay, that you're on, you're just playing something else. I look.
All right, Mugs, I thank you for coming on the show and talking to us about how to make friends. I appreciate it, and I'm sure the community will definitely appreciate it, because we needed the input. So I'm some guy on the internet, Scotty, here with
Mugs Up.
And we're out of here. Thank you guys for listening.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bonus content.
I haven't seen you on 7 days in a while. That was the last thing I think that we played together. Well, aside from Smite, because I think we're both pretty much always on Smite. But aside from that, 7 days is the only other game I think I've ever seen you on.
Yeah. I'm always on Smite every night. Yep. And because you have me on Steam, You can look down there and see a mug up, lit up. Yep, Smite again. Don't she ever get tired of that crap? You know?
No, because I love me some I love me some Smite. I ain't even going to, you know, the thing is about this game.
I do
game,
too. It's and an aggravating game. Yeah. But I love it.
We're going a little bit off topic, but it's okay. You know, this game is so addictive because the gameplay itself is challenging, but yet it's very relaxing, especially when you find people you can vibe with and play with that won't rageaholic. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's fantastic in that way. But at the same time, there are plenty of people that play the game that either if they do not rage very, very much throughout the entire game, they will probably just troll you until you want to quit. So, there's a very rough side to the community as well.
There is. I totally agree. I have to watch myself because I get this game makes me so mad.
You
and
do
I make
rage?
Other people. Yes, I make people mad because I get mad, but I don't rage like some people rage. I don't think, but yeah, they get mad at me.
No, your raging is different. You have that sort of frustration, like I'm done with it rage. Versus there are other people who have that volcanic explosive rage where at any moment now they're going to snatch the computer out the wall and throw it out the window.
Yeah, no, I don't rage that kind of rage, but I rage like when they're out there and they just let the minions go in and they just are doing stupid stuff and I'm me, hello, you know.
I gotta admit, when the minions go in, I suddenly lose all attachment with reality.
I don't even want to be in the party anymore because I'm like, if you can't get a minion, you know, and I take the game too serious, right? Way too, you know, people will say, it's just a game. Well, and I always come back because I'm mad and I'll say, I don't care if it's checkers, I play to win.
Well, I mean, look, I think that's
it's
where
arena.
We're too much alike in that one because one minion goes in, I'm upset. I'm flipping the table over. That's it.
Oh, yeah. And especially if I'm on mage and they go in, I'm so mad.
Oh, yeah. And you know, one of the other biggest things about it, if it's like, look, I need to go shop. I've been out here for like a day and a half. Let me just go shop real quick. Could one of you just cover lane for just a second, right? Soon as you turn your back, minions have reached your portal. Like, oh my God. Yes. Like, are you serious?
As soon as you die, you hear it.
It's like, really? Like, you guys could not cover middle lane for just a second? Really?
The only thing I can say good about it is when I'm with randoms, I get just as mad, but I think to myself, next queue, I get a different team. And maybe they're just as bad, but I'll tell myself again, next queue, get a different team.
Yeah, well, randoms, I guess it is just slight. Well, no, I can't say that, man. When I get I get a bad streak going. Oh my God, why do I even play this game? You know what I mean?
I do too. I know what you mean? Absolutely, I know what you mean. And I don't like being like that. And I don't like getting mad. And I don't like, you know, but I've had people that won't play with me because of it. And that's okay, too, because I don't really want to play with them either.
Yeah, I've never seen you anymore. That bad now.
Well, I don't think I am, but, you know.
Did you transform one day? Just really power up and let them have it?
No, I called them out on what they were doing.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't do it disrespectfully.
Oh, so you didn't open up on them and call them terrible and good for nothing, all of that.
No, I did not.
Well, see, that's another thing. That between men and women, I'm going to be honest with you. I think men are a little more blunt about that kind of stuff. And a lot of the times, like in our community, right? Just maybe it won't be a video game. Say we're working on a project, right? And one guy does something that does not fall in line with the idea of the project, the response may not intentionally be to just destroy this guy's feelings, but it will be so blunt, it still hits like a brick nonetheless, right? So, and especially...
You are that way, and I'll tell you where proof is with men. Men do that to each other, and that is how they're like bulls in a china cabinet. It's not just your opinion. Now, if it was four men and one woman, they would go a little easier on her 90% of the time. There's always these jerks out here that are men that are the same way at a woman. But 90% of the time, the men will say it a little bit nicer to her than they do Joe or Jack or Jim.
Okay, so yeah.
That's true.
So it's, yeah. So we are a bit, rough. A little rough around the edges.
On each other, yeah.
I think
a woman comes up and says something to a man that is very disrespectful, he may come back at her. But if a guy walks up and says something to a man that's very disrespectful, there's a way better chance he might get punched right in the mouth.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're going to get a fat lip with that. With men, you better be ready for the consequence when you approach in that manner. There's an immediate consequence as well. Like, it isn't going to take much time for you to receive payment for your action. You know what I mean?
Right.
It happens quickly. Online, though, where at least on the internet, you won't get hit, but some of the comments, they sting.
Yep, but men will go easier. Not every time. Like I said, there's exceptions, there's jerks, but men will go a little easier on telling the girl, you suck. Go a little easier on it.
I think in video games especially, I guess because everybody's playing a game, right? So I guess it's kind of like a disconnection with life already. So I guess they feel as though they don't need to use their real life skills when communicating an issue. You know what I mean? Like, this is already fantasy. Why do I need to actually be
harder?
Decent?
They're just harder. You know, they're just harder. You know, I have a son and I have a daughter and I have the same husband. And the things he would say to my son were different than the things he would say to my daughter. If she was pouting and crying, you know, he would be a lot more gentle. You know? If it was my son, he might walk in and say, "What the hell are you whining about?"
Well, yeah, I think some of that is the communication of men, though. I mean, the way how society, our society, I'll just say American society, because I don't know, but this is a show that goes around the world. So in America, American society, men, this is the natural language. This is how we've raised men, right? Like, this is kind of how, if you are not speaking in this way, it is foreign. It is not natural. And you will be met with, well, I don't want to say aggression, but, you know, it will not be welcoming when people approach you if you're not communicating in the same tongue as a man. You know what I mean? So it's going to be different.
I see nothing wrong with a man showing his emotions. I see nothing wrong with a man crying. I don't. I really don't. But on that same note, I also like that there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Now, as a man, I don't know any other way, really. I hear that people talk about men should show their feelings more. But to be honest with you, the way I see it is, you clearly aren't a man if you're saying that, because you'll be eaten alive out here if you walk around crying about stuff. Like, seriously, you can forget about
it. Right, but ever. I do, as a woman, I can feel sorry for men that they can't cry or that they can't. I feel sorry that they have to be, but you're right. If they're not, they do get chewed up quite a bit. You know, I mean, it's just the way that it is. But I also like the difference, because there's got to be some kind of a line. There's got to be a difference between a man and a woman. There's got to be. And I like that there's a line. And, you know, I like knowing where you stand, so to speak. You know, if we were all women, it just wouldn't work. And if we were all like men, it just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't.
Right. I think our differences make us better. You know, there's a certain job that you just know that a man's going to get out there and do. And there's a certain job that you know that a woman's going to go out there and do. So you really don't have to, not to saying that there aren't any exceptions in that line. It's just certain ones, right? Like,
there's less fighting too, because if you each understand, I mean, I know Women's Lib says, well, no, I can make the bacon and he can do the, I don't care if that's okay, if that's how they want to live, to each their own. But me personally, I like, there is a difference, you know, when my husband says, I am getting hungry, that is my key to get up there in the kitchen and make something. That is my, But, I also like when I'm fighting with him and I say something really mean and he says, if you were a man, I say, I know. I know that I'm going to get away with it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I can also point out there as well. Like women can get, when it comes to women and men in an argument, there is a bit of murder you can definitely get away with. So it's going to be, I'm just going to go outside and take this one on the chin because there's not really much I can even say or do about this. I'm just going to walk away because I don't want to say anything that's going to make this worse.
We hate that. We hate when you men walk away.
Well, look, that's the best salute. You either say something that's going to make it worse or do something that's going to make it worse. So you walk away. That's it.
I like the difference. I like the difference. I'm happy where I am. And I have women, that's sometimes where I will vary with women. I will vary. We will take separate sides because some women are very like, well, why can't he fix supper? Why can't he? Same reason I'm not digging that trench, get the water to run away from the house. For the same reason I'm not working, 40 plus hours. For the same reason I don't have to worry about this, and this, because that's his problem. I mean, he has his things that he has to deal with. I know he does.
Well, you've got a difficult job as well because here's the thing. In this situation, you're making sure that the family stands upright.
I have it a little harder in ways because he will eventually retire. Okay. I'm going to still have to do dishes every day, make supper every day, do the laundry every day, run sweeper, do the wash. All that stuff, that is never going to go away as long as we are both walking.
One of the ones that I think about is the Titanic situation.
Mm-hmm.
If the
women
ship
and children on the boats.
Exactly. If the ship starts to go down and it's looking like doomsday for whoever is stuck on it, one thing, women and children get to the lifeboats first.
I'm not worried. I know I get a boat. That's what I said. I wouldn't trade them.
This concludes the episode. Please leave a comment. Say hello to Mugs.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.